time for our local news roundup with the River Reporter. For that, we turn to Leah Mayo with the River Reporter. Welcome back to the show, Leah.
This week, we visit WJFF Radio Catskill at their new studio in Liberty, New York, just down the road from the original location in Jeffersonville, where WJFF got its name in 1990. If you're a longtime subscriber to local media and have a superhuman memory, you might remember an article I wrote for the Catskill Mountain News when WJFF was still new to the airwaves. I remember listening to a new Cranberry CD on the drive to that interview, so that puts us at 1995? Well, yes, thanks to an old file of clippings I dug out of the attic, I can confirm the publication of that article on August 16th, 1995. If you saved your old Catskill Mountain News subscription, check out Section B. Front page, baby. 28 years later, my CDs don't get much playtime anymore. The Catskill Mountain News is just a memory, although its then-editor Diane Galusha remains a good friend. And Radio Catskill, well, it's still going strong. In the Catskills, Sullivan County. So don't touch that dial. And if you're looking for a local paper that's printing in 2023, might we suggest the Mountain Eagle, covering Delaware, Greene, and Schoharie counties, including brands for local regions like the Windham Weekly, Schoharie News, and Catskills Chronicle. For more information, call 518-763-6854 or email mountaineaglenews@gmail.com. CatsCast is supported by Briars and Brambles Books, the go-to independent book and gift store in the Catskills, located in Windham, New York, right next to the pharmacy, just steps away from the Windham Path. Open daily. For more information, visit briarsandbramblesbooks.com or call 518-750-8599. And by the 52-mile Catskill Mountains Scenic Byway, following New York State Route 28 through the heart of the Central Catskills. For maps, itineraries, and links to area restaurants, shops, and accommodations, visit sceniccatskills.com. When I wrote about WJFF in 1995, it was the nation's only hydro-powered radio station, using electricity generated by turbines in station founder Malcolm Brown's Lake Jefferson home.
Malcolm Brown, educated man, came from academia, specializing in philosophy and in Greek, like the language. So that gives you an idea of where his mind was at. The other thing that could tell you where his mind was at is, I remember the first times I was meeting him and talking to him, and somebody that knew him longer said, you know, did you have a good conversation with Malcolm? Is Malcolm Brown? I said, yeah. And he said, you know, you won't see him for another couple years. And when you do, he'll pick that conversation back up right where you left off. And they were totally right. It was the same thing. Like, you might not see Malcolm for 6 months. You might not see him for a couple of years. But when you did, he just picked right up where you left off. So very sharp guy. Also a charismatic character. And around the time of our 25th anniversary, I look at the history of the station and I learned that it was his kind of charisma and ability to get people moving and doing things and work with different types of folks that is what led the community to really build this community radio station. And he did it to me when I first joined too. I'm Jason Dole, and I'm the program director here at Radio Catskill. I'm also the host of the daily local news talk program that we call the Local Edition. Four nights a week I'm on that, yeah. Welcome to the Local Edition, news and information keeping you connected in the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Jason Dole.
It's changed a lot over the entire history of the station. When the station first went on air, which was before my time, in the very first few weeks, the station actually would go off air after All Things Considered in the evening and then sign off. And then the folks down in D.C. and the CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, heard this and said, no, you have to be on until at least midnight. So a lot of folks started new shows real quick in those first few weeks. And that did lay a template for a while, that there was this mix of national news and local music programs, local talk programs. When I was hired in 2014, I was given the directive to increase the amount of local content, specifically local talk programming, local news and information. And so we've been working hard on that and trying to do what I could to increase the diversity of the folks who are making the programming, whether that's a racial or gender diversity. We were working on that. And, you know, the station was around for 30 years before we got any kind of a daily talk show. And we're now at the point where we have local news on 7 days a week between the headlines that the River Reporter produces for us on the weekend and the Saturday morning talk show radio Chatskill. And then 5 nights a week here during the week, we've got the local edition with Patricio and myself. So that's a huge leap forward. News and information, we're keeping you connected to Catskills, Northeast Pennsylvania, only here on Radio Catskill. Listen local on air. Online at WJFFradio.org, on your smartphone or your smart device.
I'm Tim Bruno. I'm the general manager of Radio Catskill here in Liberty, New York. I, manage the day-to-day and strategy and also do a lot of other things as general manager at a small radio station in upstate New York. I think that over the years, we had been a station that had tried to be everything to everybody. And that was fine. And now with the onslaught of technology and internet, you can get anything you want anywhere. So what's our differentiator for our listener? And the one thing that we realized how we could be different and what can be the, you know, value proposition, to use the the corporate speak, is that we're local and we're covering local news and we're trying to cover hyper local news. You know, just got off the phone with some folks at the Central Catskills Collaborative and they're talking about their scenic byway in Margaretville. And, we also cover off with our local representatives and sort of the political side of things. And so we're really trying to focus on things that are just very, very local in terms of local news, but then also like local music and other programming that you're just not going to find anywhere else. And, someone said once to me like, oh, you can get this stuff anywhere. I'm like, well, yeah, you could get Morning Edition somewhere else and you could get All Things Considered somewhere else, but you can't get these original produced music shows and you can't get our local reporting. And so that makes us different and the way to grow.
This is Rosie Starr for Radio Catskill. Welcome to Farm and Country, locally produced radio about rural life in the Catskills and the Delaware River Valley. On today's show,
the local talk shows. I like all of our local talk hosts, people that have conversations. Farm and Country is phenomenal. Catskill Character, which is kind of personal profiles and conversations, things like that. What we do with the local edition and Radio Chatskill. And then for like the local music shows, I mean, we've got some like longtime and legendary hosts like John Gordon of Ramble Tamble, who isn't just a DJ, he's a storyteller. It's just like this old time, one of a kind thing you can't get anywhere else. And I have to also shout out to Kusar Grace, Mr. Kusar Grace, and Music Emporium similarly tells stories and also spins a mix of music that when you can't describe what the mix is, that's when you know it's good. That's when it beats like any algorithm from any app that you could find. This guy comes in, is he playing jazz? Is he playing rock? Is he playing fusion? Yeah, he's playing all that. It's great. So yeah, those are some of my favorites. Of course, there's lots of great producers and lots of great volunteers here doing great shows. Rare Pair Radio, 8 o'clock on Fridays is phenomenal as well.
My name is Patricio Robayo. I'm the multimedia content producer for Radio Catskill. I was born and raised in the Bronx. I was there for 35 years. I used to come up to the Catskills every weekend. My father had a country house up here, and it's where I actually moved to, where I live now. I got married and we used to come up here on the weekends and we talked about the fantasy of, hey, we should move to the country one day. That was a big change of not everything is close. Everything's 15 minutes and a half hour away and you're really secluded. And that really took me a while to get used to. But I love it. I have a family here now. I have my daughter here. So she's going to be raised here in the country. It's a different pace. And I've never heard of Radio Catskill. I just moved up from the city. And I was like, wow, this is cool. There's a radio station up here. And there was a public radio station up here. I remember getting into the car and driving, and something was telling me that, you know, I should volunteer. I kept telling my wife, something's telling me I should volunteer. Something should tell me I should volunteer. And she goes, do it. So I started volunteering my time as far as social media, helping out with some posts, getting that stuff ready. And then when I decided to leave my job in the city, I was in real estate and a freelance photojournalist. I got a job here at the station in Jeffersonville, helping out in the office part-time. I eventually got a job at the Sullivan County Democrat as a staff reporter, and photographer. So I worked there for a couple of years, but I still continued to volunteer. Came the pandemic, everything sort of switched around, and I was asked if I wanted to come on board here at the station as a producer, producing news and public affairs show. And I was like, yeah. And I still continue to do the social media. I help out with the website maintenance. But my main thing is producing content for the show. And during the pandemic, the radio station really shifted and changed. We were all home. I remember vividly, we were all home. It was a scary situation, but it was awesome to turn on the radio and have a familiar voice like Jason on the radio and him make a connection to the community. Here, being in the Sullivan Catskill, especially where I lived in Mountaindale, it was very rural, separate. I don't see my neighbors. So I really felt like alone. WJFF at that time was, it still is to me, is sort of that beacon of like my connection to the community.
Welcome back to The Local Edition. News and information to keep you connected in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm your host for this Friday, Patricio Roballo.
We try to bring guests in or on the phone. Patricio does a great job of being out there locally. The way that we've been trying to cover more local is partnering with those local newspapers. So we have regular appearances by the Sullivan County Democrat and the River Reporter. Those are the two local papers. Every week they have an appearance on air. We have a show called The Local Edition, which is every weekday at 6:30 p.m. right after All Things Considered to focus on those local stories. So they have a regular spot. We also feature Shawangunk Journal and Times Union biweekly. Times Union just started a Hudson Valley Bureau, which sort of covers off parts of our region too. So again, trying to partner with those folks to bring that information in when we don't have the bodies necessarily to get out there, but we try to scramble to do as much as we can.
Juggling local news, national public radio feeds, and volunteer-produced shows is no small task. And I asked Program Director Jason Dole what the job of program directing entails.
You familiar with cats? You ever try herding them? That's a big part of it. Volunteers, we have, right now it's a Friday when we happen to be talking, and I have about 36 shows I have to make sure get on the radio. Most of those are local shows that we have that, you know, coming from all different sources. We have volunteer producers, people that don't get paid to do this, making their shows at home, coming into the radio station to make them here. Everybody has a different set of abilities, a different set of needs or requirements, and then anything could happen at any given moment. And that's just working with our own volunteer producers. Then there's also working with the national programming. And then there's working with the technological side of it, which is, it's entropy. The universe is continually falling apart. So it's not a question of if something will go wrong. It's a question of when. And then when it does, you got to, you know, wake up at 6 a.m. or stay up until 2 or whatever it is to fix it. So you're on call 24/7, and then when you're actually in the building during regular work time, like, anything can happen. I could be trying to produce a news piece, or I could be training a new volunteer. Like, I could be doing anything at any moment. Small station, big ambitions, very small staff, so we all wear many hats.
And radio these days isn't even just radio, Patricio explains.
We're new into TikTok, so we did a TikTok. I converted a news story we did with a doctor from Garnet Health about the dangers of snow plowing.
They turn off the machine and think that it's safe to stick their hand in there. But if it's clogged, even if you turn it off, there is built-up tension. And when you unclear it, it's going to suddenly move. And if your hand is down there, it'll grab it.
Losing your arm, having a heart attack. So I put that into a one-minute package. And while, yeah, it aired, it was a great interview, it was on the podcast, it was great, but now we have another avenue to get that information out, and people are responding to that. It's almost, I see people are saving it, people are sharing it, and people are responding, so oh, that happened to my uncle, my brother, and so it's building a whole new audience there. And if you have a show and it's out there sometimes and you have it live, I feel that then it gets lost in the ether, and how many people are listening live? And that's why I'm glad we also have a podcast to give that people that option.
Whether you're listening to a WJFF podcast or tuned in live on 90.5 FM or streaming on WJFFradio.org, all that content is coming out of WJFF's new studio space in Liberty, New York.
We were donated this property about 6 or 7 years ago by Barbara Martinson's. It used to be the Catskill Harvest Market. It was like a farm stand, but had other things as well. Kind of a bigger than a farm stand, I guess, not a roadside farm stand, but more of a kind of country store. And she donated the property to us. It included this building and about 14 acres. And the board kind of struggled with what to do with it for a couple of years. Folks in the community were very tied to the location because it was built by volunteers. It had outrun its sort of usefulness, I guess, in terms of being a 30-year-old structure.
While the old studio had great character and it was, you know, great history there, it was hydropowered at one point. You know, during your broadcast, you know, especially on a hot summer day, you want to have the air conditioner on. You can't have the air conditioner on in the room. So you have to open up the windows, but then you hear the goats, the person next door, his children playing, and that sometimes creep on the air. So, that you know, that's a little character to it, but it wasn't a proper radio station. And things were sort of falling apart. And when they gave this option of coming here to this new studio, and I'm just blown away by what it is. We have these beautiful boards now, digital boards, a new system that runs our station. We have an actual studio. We're a public radio station. Okay, we have a new studio. Let's get to work. You know, like, I feel like excited with the possibilities.
General Manager Tim Bruno showed off the new space, including a community room, soundproofed studios, and the brains of the operation, the rack room.
This room, behind lock and key, is the brains of the operation. This is the rack room. You were at our old location, you said? Do you happen to remember where the equipment was? It was in like multiple locations, one of which was under a stairwell in front of a water heater. So it was just sort of jam-packed in this building that hadn't been designed specifically for a radio station. This was specifically designed for a radio station. This room was an addition to the existing facility. Is probably the largest room out of all of them. It is my engineer's dream because everything is organized and they can walk around it and work from the back to repair anything. You can see all the digital cables that are going up into the ceiling. There are the satellite receivers for all the information and shows we get via satellite. Our servers are there, internet, phone. We've got Comrex units here, and my engineer can remote in to fix anything they need. That unit over there, that little cart that's black, is a UPS battery pack. So that will keep us on the air for about 2 hours should we go off. And this Sony receiver, an actual analog receiver, which is taking the off-air signal just to make sure we're on the air. So while we're all digital, that's kind of one of the more important pieces of equipment too, to make sure that we're listening and hearing that we're actually on. You know, by being small, you can be more nimble, and there aren't a lot of layers, and we've got folks that really are invested in the station and the mission. People are more than willing mostly to kind of get out there and get it done. I worked in corporate media for a while, so there's just less layers to go through, less approvals, less is this meeting the sales needs or the demographic needs, versus like, hey, we know this fits our community, let's do this, let's get it on the air. You know, I see people that listen to us in the supermarket and they tell me how much they like it. I went to a meeting last night for the Chamber of Commerce in Jeffersonville, and there somebody was like, oh, we listen to you all the time. I'm like, great, call me tomorrow. We'll get your announcement on the air. It's just, there's this sense of community. And, you know, for me, I really enjoyed some of the jobs that I had, but I get more fulfillment out of here because I can see the direct result of it. And I'm doing it for somebody like that I know in the grocery store versus for the sales rep or the president or the stakeholder.
I love local news. You know, things are happening nationally, but what's happening at the town board, it affects us so much more. Our school taxes, our property taxes, local laws, all these things that do actually affect people. And so my goal is always to get great information to people, get the correct information, make sure it's verified, and to be that show for people that where they can get information for the town.
Got to support local journalism, got to support nonprofit public media. All the nonprofits that make our lives worthwhile up here in the mountains can't do what they do without the support of people. But journalism, especially whether it's commercial or non-commercial, like, we all have to stick together to keep a healthy news and information environment for the communities in our area. And so far we're doing it, you know, knock wood. I'm one of the very few people who have been involved with the organization on a regular basis who grew up in the area. There's a lot of folks in Sullivan County and in the Catskills that come from other places. I just happen to have grown up here. I have family that goes back generations here. So I grew up in Roscoe, New York, known as Trout Town, USA, big on the fishing, getting up into the foothills of the Catskills bordering Delaware County. And it means a lot to me to be able to serve the places and the back roads and back streams that I grew up in by making radio. I love the Catskills, and I love that there are fantastic mysteries hidden among these hills and valleys, both natural and man-made, and the people themselves. So it's a phenomenal place, and I really dig being able to talk about it.
If you're in WJFF's broadcast radius, tune in at 90.5 FM. And if the mountains get in the way of that radio signal, you can always stream live at wjffradio.org. Thanks to everyone who entered our drawing for a bear whistle following our last episode on black bears. Here's our production intern,
Jerome Kozlowskis,
to select the winner.
And the winner is Douglas Black.
Thanks, JK, and congratulations to Douglas. Cat's Cast is a production of Silver Hollow Audio. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and visit us anytime at catscast.com. I'm Brett Barry. We'll see you next time.